censorship critique positivity, everything globally connected to nerdism, like the Big Bang Theory, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents.
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and Jersey Mike is calling in as he's still back doing his Virginia Vic thing.
Yes, and the bizarre thing is we actually hit snow in Virginia for the first time this year, and it is nuts because we're supposed to get like 2 inches and it's going to rain. Then parts of the other parts up the north are supposed to get a foot, and then they said the different parts of the country are getting hit pretty solid with this hurricane or this storm Gita.
Oh, geez. I won't tell you about the 55 delightful temperature here today, then.
Yeah, but the good thing is I needed that, as we say, mind getaway douche. I really needed it because after we get older in life, I just want to be a nerd. That's it.
That's about it. That's all it's coming down to. So this episode of the Nerdlings Podcast, we're calling it Nerd Hook. We got 4 songs. Jersey Mike's picked out 2. I've picked out 2. And we're going to talk about that hook, that thing that the record executives, when the new band takes it in and plays them a demo song. And what is the hook? Sometimes there's 1 hook. Sometimes there's 2 and 3 hooks. That makes it radio wanting into play. So why don't you tell us what your first one is there, Mike?
I think we're going with Fleetwood Mac, Throwing Down.
Throwdown, yes, from 2003, from the Say You Will album, released on April 2003. This one was almost a single because it was actually used in an episode of the TV show of Friends. It was the episode.
Oh, wow.
It was the episode called The One with the Soap Opera Party. Now, there's 2 versions to this. There's the Fleetwood Mac version, and then there is also the Wall of Sound version. Fans are kind of divided on it. I kind of like the Fleetwood Mac version better after listening to it. So, shall
we? I like the Fleetwood Mac version because it's, sorry to cut you off there, Senior, but it's like life. You get a barricade. It's just like going down like a barricade. I mean, we are all blocked and barricaded in life. It's just either you don't have enough money, you're too heavy, or your career didn't go wherever. As we get older, we just learn to deal with it differently.
Well, let's play it here. Here is Fleetwood Mac Throwdown.
More important. way. But it's so overwhelming, you have nothing left to say. You can't sit outside this door and wait. Well, you can dedicate your pain to him. All thrown down like a barricade. Maybe now he could prove to her that he could be good for her.
You have it. Throwdown by Fleetwood Mac. I think, to me, that song has two hooks in it. What do you say?
Well, like I said, I think it has to do with the hook of life on barricades, and people tell you can't do something as you get older. Well, you might have tried it when you're young and keep running into the brick walls as you get older, and you're like, throw my hands up. And then the other hook is when he's looking for her, you know, more of the glitz and glamour of, oh, this and that, and we're going to have the white pig. It doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Just do your own thing.
So you're saying kind of the storyline is in the lyrics is going on there. You got the lyrics, yes. This is one hook, and then you got the storyline. I have to say, okay, hook one, you got Stevie Nicks' voice. Her voice is always a hook, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
The second hook has got to be the guitar work from that chiming at the very beginning. That just takes it in there, and it's like you're on a beach and the ship is starting to sail and you're running and you're jumping into it and it's sailing. That's when you're going. That's the hook that pulls you in.
Yeah, like I said, like a barricade of life. Like, you know, they put this up and that up and all these rules and regulations, which is fine. As we get older, we learn to deal with them, but we also learn that sometimes we just want to sit in a closet and just zone out of life.
That is true. So, what is your second choice that you selected?
That's a good question. I kind of forgot.
I'll inform you. It was Ozzy Osbourne and Lita Ford doing Close Your Eyes
Forever.
Oh, yes.
You know why I forgot? Because I'm in Virginia. It's snowing out. I eat a little too much like this, and I'm kind of liking that food. Like we talk about coma now, it's just like, wow, you know? Just time just goes so fast. It's like, where does time go? I'm in that. That just in that state. So, like I said, I'm in that Ozzy Osbourne, Lita Ford, Close Your Eyes Forever moment. We want to wake up, but you know what I mean? Just not with a food coma, but when you're awake and your eyes are open, you're like, wow.
That's true. So, this is from 1988, Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne. When they released it, they actually went back and did what they called the remix to give it some better sound quality version to it that I can understand when you're dealing with Ozzy, I guess. So the version on the 45 and the 12-inch vinyl and the Japan release cassette version of it, it's what's known as the remix. It's basically just a better sound quality version of it, and that's what we're playing here is the remix.
Oh, nice. Where did you get that off of one of the soundboards or one of Mabel's Vault's magical finds?
Everything comes out of the vault from Mabel's Doomsday Vault. So here it is.
Baby, I get so scared inside. Fantasy. Heaven is in the palm of my hand, and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do in a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever, will it all if I close my eyes forever. Sometimes it's hard to hold on, so hard to hold on to my dreams. It isn't always what it seems when you're face to face with me. Like a dagger, you stick me in the heart and taste the blood from my blade. And when we sleep, would you shelter me in your warm and dark and gray? Close my eyes forever. Will it all remain unchanged? If I close my eyes forever,
say is the hook on that song?
I gotta say the difference of men and women, because Lita Ford is one sexy woman and Ozzy is one long-haired freaking looking guy at the time, and I just think the hook is that you put them together, you can sell anything in rock and roll, because they are just incredible in that song.
They do. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne's voice is always a hook, and I'm gonna say Lita Ford, she's good. She's not great, she's good. But the synth, that 80s synth in there, you know, doing like the orchestra illustration of it, that's the second hook. And then Lita Ford, probably the third hook, the voice.
Exactly. Throw them together. She is one sexy woman. Matter of fact, she was supposed to be, I think, this past Monday, she was at the Golden Nugget at Vegas downtown.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would have been back. I would have liked to go and see her because... This song just blows your mind. That one, Kiss Me Deadly. Oh my gosh.
I am aware she still tours. I do. I know.
Yeah, so we missed that, but who knows? I'll be back soon. We'll catch somebody soon.
Well, I got to throw this out to you because Ozzy Osbourne, you know, all right, so recently, John, they were coming up, they were talking about it's been 21 years since John Denver passed away. If you remember, he did the movie Oh God with George Burns.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be cool if it was time for a reboot of the first movie and Ozzy Osbourne was in the George Burns role as God, and then, you know, pick some other young actor who could play in the John Denver role? Wouldn't that be hilarious?
And then you have Crazy Train with a stop to heaven. Wouldn't that be something? Oh, my gosh.
That's what I think. Ozzy Osbourne. We'll talk. Speak of it later and throw it out there a little bit more. Maybe somebody in Hollywood will catch on.
Hey, listen. The way things are going in Hollywood, I'm not surprised if somebody's not listening right now. It's going to run with it right to the screenwriter. Write it up.
Well, this is just the recording session. It's not live yet. Okay, so I got my two now for the nerd hook pick. My pick is probably the first hook that I ever remember hearing growing up. I was in sixth grade, and I first started listening to Top 40 radio for us in Portland. It was KEX 1190, and they used to play the Top 9 at 9, or it was the Top 7 at 7. I can't remember which. But I remember hearing Billy Joel's Moving Out. Released in November 1977. The album version has the sound effects on it of the car and everything, but the 45 doesn't. But I want to play the album version because this was his top 20 hit, because what caught me in it. Let's play it, and then we'll come back into the hooks of what they are.
Okay. Sounds very good. Billy Joel.
There you got Billy Joel Moving Out.
What do you think the hook
from when I was 10 years old, fourth grade, hearing that for the first time, the hook that got me was first when he says, heart attack, ack, 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 and then you're crazy, ma, 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 ma. And then the car sounds were pretty cool. Those were the hooks for me. Of course, it's always Billy Joel and the keyboards, you know. That's the other hook. One, two, three.
The hook for me is Hackensack, New Jersey, the USS Ling. We used to go there on a school trip. And if you know anything about North Jersey, that's like not the greatest, but not the worst area. And it was just like, you know, middle class. And like he said, is that all you get for your money? Break your back, break your balls. That's all you're going to get in life. Watch kids grow up, boom, boom, boom. And it's like, nah, I'm moving out.
Working the overtime.
Exactly.
<To move out. laughs> All right. My next one is one that's really going to just take us away. It's from 1984, early 1984, got up to number 15 on the charts. It was the tribute to the Three Stooges. It was a one-hit wonder from Chicago called a group called Jump in the Saddle, doing the Curly Shuffle.
Oh, I love this one. Wow.
We can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Comedy classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo,
hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
Where do you start at? I mean, that song is so infectious for me. I mean, the horn section, you listen to that song first thing in the morning when you get up, and you just let it be your earworm for the day, and you cannot have a bad day.
As a hook, you just said it all. The early bird gets the worm. Listen to that. I don't think you can have a bad day at all with the going with the Three Stooges. That's awesome.
Yeah, the curly shuffle. I mean, I know that's back from 84. If there's any older nerds, you got kids or nephews and nieces, expose them to the Three Stooges because they need to see what old comedy is really all about, what it's like.
Yes, and I'll make sure they hear the curly shuffle because that's one hit wonder that makes you happy and smile.
All their shorts are on YouTube. There's no excuse for not doing it. So that's what I have for this edition of the Nerdlings podcast and Nerd Hook. Anything else, Jersey Mike?
2019 is going to be a nerdling of a year.
It shall. All right. We'll talk to you later, Mike. Thank you.